This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2824 regarding Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, Smith. Date of birth, October 4th of 1943. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and proteinuria. His last visit was 1 year ago. His weight is stable, and he's been feeling well. He has not been checking blood pressure at home, but does not have any symptoms associated with either high or low blood pressure findings. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. I want to highlight the Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. He takes magnesium 500 milligram daily. Baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 177 pounds, pulse was 54, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 62. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done March 5th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.3, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 55. Calcium is 9.5. Albumin, 4.2. Phosphorus, 4.2. Sodium is 142. Potassium is mildly elevated, 5.3. Carbon dioxide is 27. Hemoglobin, 11.4 with normal white count, normal platelets, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 931. It's fluctuating, but slightly higher than last year's level, which was just over 500. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy. I did ask him to repeat his labs sometime later this month. He thought maybe there was a problem with the urine specimen because he had to go home, collect it, and bring it back. So he wanted to recheck it. I will also recheck his renal panel. We were thinking of possibly increasing lisinopril from 2.5 to 5 milligram daily, but his potassium is slightly elevated already, so we're just going to recheck the labs instead and see if that's necessary. And he will have labs every 6 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.